The Pup Who Almost Ruined Christmas. My heart was pounding, and my tummy felt like a roller coaster. It was finally Christmas Eve, the most exciting night of the year. I couldn't wait to wake up Mom and Dad for our special jumping on the bed tradition with Sarah. After, we'd rush downstairs to count the presents, and I secretly hoped for an extra one. I tried to calm down by thinking about boring stuff, like when Dad told me about walking to school in 10 feet of snow, uphill both ways. It made me smile as I closed my eyes. All of a sudden, there was a strange thumping noise in the room. Thump, thump, and then another one. Was Santa doing a dance up there? I rolled out of bed in slow motion, rubbing my eyes to wake up. Guess what? Our cheeky pup, Button, was on a mission to chew up my stocking. She turned it into a holy mess. I took off one of my socks and hung it up instead. It was a bit small, but better than nothing. After the fuss, I went back to bed and fell asleep. Then a loud crash woke me up. Did Santa trip or something? I ran downstairs to find Button slurping up spilled milk, making a big mess. I yelled at Button, but when she looked at me with her big puppy eyes, I couldn't stay mad. After cleaning up, I sneaked a bit of Santa's cookie. The cleaning crew needs snacks too, right? He would probably be too stuffed to enjoy it anyway. With a piece of cookie in hand and the floor all shiny, I went back to bed, hoping for a quiet night. But then, another huge noise from downstairs woke me up. I jumped out of bed, ready for action. What was going on? Our big, beautiful Christmas tree was on the ground. Ornaments were scattered all over the floor, and the lights were flickering. And underneath the tree was Button, with a strand of lights in her mouth. I scolded her, and she ran out the door. I fixed the tree as best I could, even though it looked a bit wobbly. Then I hopped back into bed and counted reindeer flips until I fell asleep. Morning came, and I raced to Mom and Dad's room. Sarah was already bouncing on their bed, and Dad made sure she didn't fall off. Mom was pretending to be asleep, but I knew better. Downstairs, our living room was a happy mess. The tree was tall, my overstuffed sock was hanging proudly, and the presents were waiting. It was so cool. But something was wrong. It was too calm and too quiet. Button didn't come to say good morning like she always does. We looked everywhere, but she was nowhere to be found. In the snow, her black fur should have stood out, but we couldn't find her. That night, we all gathered and missed Button a lot. We didn't even open one present. Then, we heard a thump on the roof and some jingling. Could it be? We ran to the chimney and looked up, and there she was, Button, coming down like a superhero in a little parachute. I caught her in my arms. There was a note on her collar, telling us about her snowy adventure. She found her way back with some help from Santa. Button tore into the presents and played with all the bows. We joined in on the fun. We were all together again, laughing and having the best time. Our family was the best Christmas present ever.